Mayor's Parlour with Mayor of Todmorden, Councillor Christine Potter. One of the many pleasurable engagements I've had has been the prize giving evening of Todmorden in Bloom. What a hard-working group they are. There were so many beautiful photographs of the winning gardens, so many expert gardeners who hardly need their certificates to prove how good they are, and so many varieties of garden, from the small container gardens to the largest established on a windy hillside and nurtured for 40 years. I didn't know pubs had their own category, but the Wagon and Horses in Wolston is a worthy winner. The beginning of October was busy. I was invited to reopen the Age UK Todmorden office on Burnley Road. I have a particular interest because it's my mayoral charity. With the help of donations from local sources like Altham's, the travel agents, and a great deal of volunteer effort, it has been transformed. It is light, bright, and inviting. I hope those who need assistance to traverse the minefields of internet form filling will take advantage of the developing services. It is hard sometimes to have to ask for help, especially if you're used to being the one to offer help, but a friendly place can make the asking easier. I was invited to the open day at the mosque. The Muslim community has been here since the 1950s, working and raising their families. Many thanks to Mr. Mir, the chairman of the mosque, and the imam, who welcomed the many visitors warmly. We were shown round the premises, listened to short, informative talks about the community, and were encouraged to ask questions. Then we were invited to have refreshments, to sit together to talk and make contacts, perhaps new friendships. It was a memorable and enjoyable occasion. I'm sure everyone knows tours of the Grade 1 listed Todmorden Town Hall occur every month. They are well supported by local people as well as visitors from out of town. This month there was an extra bonus. The tour celebrated our two Nobel Prize winners, John Cockcroft and Geoffrey Wilkinson, whose achievements are recorded on the walls of the town hall. And, as an extra, it was a privilege to hear John Wilkinson talk about his brother and Peter Cockcroft about his uncle. Among the many honours they achieved in their lifetimes, both men were awarded the freedom of the town, and the scrolls are kept in the mayor's parlour. What a remarkable science teacher both men and John Wilkinson had, who nurtured their genius at the old Todmorden Grammar School. What an interesting place Todmorden is. So diverse, so individual. Long may its singularity flourish.